Hey, how's it going? We are back with episode 13 of the I One Practice podcast. I am Donovan. I'm here with Ryan and Joe. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
Glad to be back for lucky number 13.
Right on. We are going to talk about the upcoming Bass Pro Tour event, Stage 7, and the Bassmaster Elite Series at Lake St. Clair. Let's go ahead and hit it off. There's a lot to say about Lake St. Clair. Ryan, I know you were pretty eager to talk about it. Why don't you kick us off?
How about let's take a pause and recognize the fact that we've got the wonderful visuals here.
I wasn't even going to say anything about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, for all the people listening on, you know, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff, you can't see us. But if you're watching on YouTube, you get to see our faces now.
Yep. And I just noticed, I don't know, this is going to be my issue later on, but whenever you put your hand up like that, it blocks my camera. So that's pretty cool.
Everyone can thank me later.
Yeah. All right. That was hateful.
That's true.
Yeah. New visuals on YouTube. Going to be interesting. Hopefully that goes well. If not, we may just cut this part and just keep it moving. Bassmaster Elite Series, Lake St. Clair. Ryan, eager to talk about it. Hit it off.
Yeah, I'm eager to talk about it for kind of what we're going to talk about. However, like we talked about last week with the Elite Series schedule discussion, it's kind of going to be the same song and dance at Lake St. Clair. It's relatively the same thing every time they go there. Same thing as kind of St. Lawrence. You're going to see a lot of drop shots, a lot of spinning rods, a lot of minnows, all that kind of deal. So from that side of things, you know, another smallmouth tournament. But I think there's, with this being the last tournament of the year, there's a lot on the line. So should be pretty cool.
Second to last tournament.
I'm sorry. Second to last. They go to La Crosse as well.
Yeah. Nice.
Rookie.
Yeah, good job on that one. He really follows, you know, whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be very smallmouth dominant. A lot of reports have been saying that the seasons have been rolling in late, so the fish are just now kind of acting up as if it's like just now hitting summer. So I'm going to maybe see some topwater stuff. I don't know. No?
Probably not.
I'm going to do hard no
okay.
on that.
What do you think, Joe?
On how they're going to catch them or what they're going to catch them on?
I don't care.
So it'll be the same old thing, like Ryan had said. Like we talked, it's going to be a fish catching tournament. They're going to catch a ton. It's going to be an ounce-a-thon. Fish care and calling is going to be huge. I mean, the guys throwing these fish in and then checking them later and having a balance beam and all that stuff, I think that's so inefficient. But the guy who's really good with it ices their fish. Don't have any dead fish and make sure they're culling the right fish. Cause when you have a 4.6 and a 4.75, you can't really eyeball those.
You think we're going to see a lot of big weights?
We're going to get to that. In this
podcast. I'm just asking.
Yes.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's St. Clair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Going to be a lot of 20-pound bags, a lot of 18s, 18 plus. Like at St. Clair, you catch 16 pounds. It's like, you don't even want to show back up to weigh in.
Who was it that won? Jay, how do you say his last name?
Shakirit.
How?
Shakirit.
That's how you say his last name?
Why do you think I didn't pick him? I can't say his name.
Dude, I would not have guessed that's how you preserve Curit.
Yeah.
He just won the Open there. Last year. Was it last year? With 75.
3 days.
Yeah, with 3 days. So, I mean, averaging 25, and it was a month earlier than right now. So, do you think the bags are going to be similar to that or no?
I'm going to go less.
I'm going to say there's going to be, it won't go as deep.
I agree with that.
So you won't have 22.5 pounds, 22.75 to 40th place. It's not going to be like that, but you're still going to have a ton of meat up in that top 15 section.
Right. So we're going to try something new with this one. If you guys want to go ahead and hop into it, we're going to predict who we think will come in first, who will end up winning the whole thing, and then who will almost guarantee to be top 10. And then for the Bassmaster Elite Series, we're going to guess total weight for first. Let's start with who do you guys think will come in the top 10?
So I guess I'll start this one. We talked about, Ryan and I talked something about something earlier, and you just keep it simple. Like, don't overthink it earlier today. Mm-hmm. I didn't really overthink this one. So my top 10 guy is going to be Corey Johnston.
Corey Johnston.
He's my top 10 guy. And I have his brother, Chris, to win.
Okay. Can you explain why?
Sure.
For Corey.
Or I could do either, but.
Well,
you could basically flip flop those guys.
Number one reason I'm going to answer for Joe. Ooh, their last name is Johnston, yeah. And they're fishing for smallmouth.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's the justification from Ryan.
I'm just going to say their last name is Johnston. And they're fishing for smallmouth.
All right. There you go.
Great minds think alike. No, it's just a ton of time on that place, man. Just a ton of time.
Yeah.
And you just had Chris that won the Invitational.
Yep.
On St. Lawrence River. You just had Corey that won the Open, correct?
Yep.
St. Lawrence River. They're rolling.
Yep.
Chris is second in AOI.
Also, Corey won the weekend before that. With his dad.
Yeah, in the Canadian Open.
This is legit
their time.
This is their tournament to win.
It's their tournament to lose.
Can you explain that to me?
No.
Okay. Ryan, who do you have coming in top 10?
Top 10, my guaranteed top 10. I actually have two names for the top 10, but my guarantee is Taku Ito.
I almost took him too. Dang. Okay.
So in 2020, he finished 10th. That was the first time there for him fishing a tournament. Elite Series, finished 10th. 2023 in the Elites, he finished 3rd. 2024, he fished the Open. He finished 6th. So he's fished 3 Bassmaster events on St. Clair, never finished outside of the top 10. Mm. I don't see that changing this week.
That's pretty good stats.
Yeah. And I mean, he's a smallmouth guru. He's the founder of Smallmouth Disneyland, of all things. I mean, come on. Also, kind of had a slower start to the year. He's sitting in 6th in angler of the year right now. But he's coming off of a 4th place finish at the Sabine River, yep, and 12th place finish at 10 Killer. So he's vibing. He has been up north for a while as well. I know he went to Sturgeon Bay and was just checking things out at Sturgeon Bay. So he's in the smallmouth Great Lakes mind frame. I think he's a sure bet to come in the top 10. My honorable mention for a top 10 was Jay Shakirat, because he won last year. He's leading angler of the year, had a great year. And he's a smallmouth guy. I mean, he'll do well.
I almost wanted to pick Jay
Shakirat,
just because of that purpose. Joe, thoughts on Taku Ito? Taku Ito.
Great picks.
I think that's a great pick. Again, I almost took him, but I was like, maybe.
Literally take probably 22 guys.
Yeah.
And
make a case for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. The smallmouth deal, I feel like, is a little bit more predictable. Like, you go up north, you go to St. Clair, you go to St. Lawrence, you go to Champlain. Like, you've got a good core group of guys that you know we're going to have a good tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a situation like Anchor Bay where there could be 40 or 50 boats or more that are just fishing all throughout those flats and just, or that entire flat. But to separate yourself from to be a true smallmouth guy, there's going to have to be something that is figured out either on the last day of practice, which is today, or in the tournament, whether it's a bait presentation, a speed, a cadence, something that generates that, just that quarter pound bigger bite, that next level fish.
Yeah.
Now the X factor there also is going to be the wind. Yeah. I was looking at the weather a little bit. Looks like Saturday, Sunday, wind is going to kick up. You're
super
talking
windy.
15 mile an hour southwest wind on St. Clair. Mm-hmm. It's going to get rowdy.
Yeah.
So
There's a lot of people saying that there's going to be potential for a lot of traveling to reports saying that there might be people going up closer to Canada, going up to Lake Huron, down to Lake Erie. How much do you guys think that'll come into play?
I think I have got just a few reports on Huron. Huron's kind of like the mermaid. Like, it's either gonna pop or it's not. Mm-hmm. So if somebody thinks that they can go up there and catch 6 or 7 giant smallmouth, that's going to be a guy maybe that's sitting in 82nd place, angler of the year, like, yep, just trying to win a tournament to get to the Classic or just going for broke. So that'd be interesting. And then you also have Detroit River, which,
oh yeah,
there hasn't been a big tournament out of Elizabeth State Park in a while. So I don't know how much pressure those fish are getting, but they live down there too. And then if you go a little bit further, you're on Erie. So
a lot of people are saying right now, Lake St. Clair, super heavy pressure right now.
Those fish are so dumb, and there's so many of them though. So like, the pressure obviously plays, but
yes, it does.
I mean, they're smallmouth. They only get to eat for so many months out of the year. So like, right, they're going to eat.
Yeah.
My pick for top 10, man out of the North, friend of the program. You know, this man a little bit more than a little bit better than we do. Tim Doobie.
Yes.
I've got him coming in top 10. I feel like this is going to be very familiar with his game. It's been a little bit since he has fished in the Elite Series above, well, I guess in the North. Last year it was pretty dominant in the South. And then last year there was 2 events out of New York. This year they have not been North, right?
Correct. Yeah. This is the Northern Swing.
This is the Northern Swing. So I put together a stat. The best finish last year when north of the Mason-Dixon line, 59th. But that was his rookie year.
Yes.
And he hasn't been back. So I'm almost thinking with this swing back, he's got the freshman shakes out of the way. No problem. He's ready to go back. He's going to be a lot more familiar with what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm putting him in the top 10 for this one.
I love it. I purposely didn't pick Tim because I didn't want to jinx him. And all I text him was, I don't mess with him. I don't mess with him when he's practicing. I just text him, are you comfortable?
And?
He's comfortable.
Oh, boy.
He's comfortable.
We love to see it. Tim, good luck. Taku Ito, good luck. And who did you say? I'm sorry. Corey Johnston. Yeah.
Yes.
Corey Johnston, good luck.
And Chris.
And Chris. Chris Johnson, good luck. So let's see who you guys had for winning. I'll start.
Hold on. Let me check my notes. Guy, can you show, look at the notes these guys brought.
These are my notes.
I'm off the cuff, baby. I just needed a little bit to get going.
I can't. Don't even look. No cheating. No cheating.
Suspect.
No cheating.
Don't be suspicious.
And you know what's fun? I have that on here too. We'll get to it here in a second.
Yeah,
but
right. Yeah. I don't even know.
I do. For first place, this guy's needing a big win to close up the gap for Angler of the Year. He's only 20 or I don't even think he's that far off in Angler of the Year points, sitting in third right now. And he's been tearing this year up. Trey McKinney. I think he gets it done here. He has not fished Lake St. Clair before.
Something makes me think he's fished.
Yeah, I'd say he probably has. Maybe not in Elite Series.
Not in Elite Series tournaments. He has not fished Lake St. Clair.
He was a rookie before last year, so.
Right.
2023 was the last time the Elites were back at St. Clair.
Right. So I think he has a big event here.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
It's not my pick.
Yeah. Altogether, well, it's possible.
Okay, great. Cool. What's your pick? No notes. Next.
Chris Johnston. Okay. He's going to win.
All right.
He's sitting second in Angler of the Year. He's 3 points behind Jay Shakirat. He's on a heater. He's a smallmouth guy. His last name is Johnston.
Yep.
I wouldn't want Chris Johnston behind me going north. Going to a smallmouth place. They have to go to La Crosse, which That's going to be right up Jay Shakirat's alley. He's got a lot more experience there, I'd say. Yep. But I look for Chris Johnson to go back-to-back Angler of the Year.
All right.
He had a sixth-place finish and 26th-place finish the last two times.
Say it again.
Sixth place and 26th place the last two times he was there. Mm. Like he's going to be in the top. You know, Chris is going to be in the top.
Yep.
And it's a game of ounces, like Joe said, at St. Clair.
He's going to at least see day three. Probably same.
Unless he gets disqualified or sinks his boat.
Yeah.
And he's in a Ranger, so you can't sink a Ranger.
Ooh.
Joe, who do you have?
Angler of the Year?
No, winning.
Oh, I already thought I already said it.
We'll say it again.
I got Chris to win.
Yeah.
All right. You took Chris and you took Chris. All right.
You don't leave the table when you're on a heater.
Yep.
He's smoking.
No, that's true. He's on a heater.
He's on fire.
So good luck, Trey. Good luck, Chris, twice. Any more notes on Lake St. Clair for Bassmaster Elite?
Let's do a winning weight.
Oh, yeah. You're right. How much do you have?
I got 87.7. The winning weight was 91.8 in 2023. I think.
And what time frame was that?
That was in July. So a little bit earlier.
All right.
Looking at the numbers, I went back last year. There's a BFL August of 2024, August 10th. So pretty much same weekend.
Yeah.
Took 22 pounds, 22 and change, 22.2 actually, to win that BFL August 10th. That's a 1 day tournament. Generally, you would think 1 day tournament, there'd be a higher weight.
We don't know the weather of that one either.
Correct. Now, also talking about weather, Saturday and Sunday, looks like the wind's going to blow. Going to make it tough on guys. So I think it's going to come down just a little bit since 2023. And it seems to be the weight has kind of come down slightly over the last couple of years anyway. The FLW Tour in 2018 took 97.8.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that kind of weight since then for a 4 day tournament.
It took how much?
97.8.
Okay.
You're loving it.
I messed up big time. This is so bad.
This is a four day derb.
I know.
So either he guessed like 60 pounds or he guessed 160 pounds. I don't care.
You have to say. And if you don't say what's on there, I'm going to say.
You can verify. I've got it highlighted. I have 97.13.
I mean, I don't hate that.
I was thinking it's on the high side.
I think you're going to love mine then.
Oh, really?
Sure.
The way he was talking, I was so worried because, like, dang, I've got this so poorly gauged.
Hey, you've got to just live with it.
I'm living with it. I'm going to live by it.
Yeah.
I mean it. Am I going to be wrong? Probably.
You stand just as much chance to be wrong as I do.
So
that's fair.
One thing I should ask.
You have a better guesstimated answer, though.
Hey, the last podcast, when you gave your opinion, I told you you were wrong. I'm not telling you you're wrong.
And what I do. I made a graphic on it.
Yep.
And put my name on it. That's right. Sorry, I cut you off, Joe.
I can't even. Well, I can't even remember what I was going to say.
All right. You said I was going to love yours. Let's hear it.
So I'm at 96.4.
Oh, I love it. You're so out of the loop.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right on, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
You like that?
I love it.
We'll see Sunday afternoon. Right.
That is true.
I love that confidence.
Well, I won't know until Monday morning.
You don't have the internet at home?
Or? I don't. Well, you know, I check it when I get in the office.
I thought he was a fan of the sport.
I am a big fan of the sport. So anything more for Bassmaster Elite?
That's all I got.
Now that we have the weights out of the way.
I think we're good.
Perfect. Let's move over to the MLF BPT at Saginaw. Is it Saginaw?
Saginaw Bay, Bay City, Michigan.
Yup. Massive.
Holla. I mean, you're like,
yup. This place is massive.
That's funny.
Over 700,000 acres. I think they put it at like 711,000 acres. And MLF made sure to put this on their, not report, but I guess their article. It's the bay plus the 22-mile long Saginaw River that's in play as well. Thoughts?
I'm going to let Ryan go on this one first.
Hey, it's real simple. It's real simple. I've got one note. Wheeler.
Don't smack the table.
Wheeler. Wheeler.
Your look camera's at that. There.
Wheeler.
Look at that.
And that's all you need to know.
I told you, I have this on mine. What does that say? What does that note say? Where's yours at?
Don't bet against Jacob Wheeler. Look,
read mine, that last line at the top there.
Jacob Wheeler seems too much like a given. Don't bet against Jacob Wheeler.
I was like, this is all Wheeler perfectly. And I feel like
we are like straight up like the degenerate, like, bookmakers or like the bookies, yeah, that bookies. Like everybody watches on Sunday morning on YouTube or whatever, so they can make their bets. Like
you got the degenerate part right.
Yeah, you're right.
At the very beginning, everyone else has a plus sign. They're like plus 250, plus 270. Jacob's like minus 350 to win.
Minus 2,000.
Dude, yeah, this is a setting up almost perfect. I mean, this is almost perfect for Jacob Wheeler to win. I didn't pick him. Ryan clearly did for Wheeler.
I also picked
him. That's to win, right?
He's going to get first, second, third, fourth, fifth, okay, fifth, sixth, seventh, all of it.
I wrote his name and then
Jacob
what?
Jacob Wheeler and then win. And then is that the bottom word?
That's goat.
Goat. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's he's got this one.
So I didn't pick him because I said he seems like too much of a given. Trying to play a little controversy, not controversy, but give us a little bit more diversity in our picks. I picked Justin Cooper to win. Came first in stage one. That is almost like a gambler's mentality. I don't know if this is correct or not, but came first in stage one. That's a single-digit win. Single digit finish. The next two stages, he had a double digit finish, came in like 20th or 30th or something like that. The fourth one came in ninth. That's a single digit. Stage five and six, double digit. He's due for a top 10, and I think he's coming in first.
Playing the tendencies.
Yep. He's also, he grew up in Zwolle. I don't know how to say it. It's like Zwolle or something like that, Louisiana, right off of Toledo Bend. So I would argue this is going to be very flipping a jig heavy, brush pile, lots of structure.
I'm going to disagree and tell you you're wrong.
There's no way. There is so much brush pile and structure in Saginaw Bay. You don't think that's going to happen?
I'm going to go with there's probably not any brush piles in Saginaw Bay.
I would argue that
they're very limited.
Really?
Yes.
I would think that that's insanely heavy.
There's a lot of like reeds and stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of cover. The water is down 6 inches.
I like the research.
From 2023. So I would argue that the fish are going to be in structure, in brush piles. There's going to be a lot of flipping a jig, I would argue.
I think there will be some.
I think it's going to be dominant.
I do think, again, they're in Michigan this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, going to be windy. Southwest wind, Saginaw Bay. What direction does Saginaw Bay run? Northeast to southwest. It's going to be coming right down the pipe. It's going to be gassing. Largemouth's going to play up shallow. I'd say the first 2 days, you're going to see a lot more smallmouth.
Yeah. There's going to be a really good mix of smallmouth and largemouth. A lot of guys have said that they've had trouble locating any smallmouth, and they're only strictly going for largemouth.
Let me give you a little bit of advice when you're listening to practice reports. Mm-hmm. Fishermen don't tell the truth.
I know.
Especially when it's going to get published online.
Yeah, I'm only going for largemouth. They found all sorts of smallmouth. Yeah. They only hit on the smallmouth. Joe, you clearly loved my answer. What do you have?
Well, I have Wheeler to win. So I'm going to give two on this one in the top 10 here.
Can't hear you.
On the top 10, sorry. So, you know, I love Keith Beauchet.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the program. My only issue is I don't know what boat he's running. because he runs two gator tracks. He runs a big one and a little one.
Yep. In the Bass Pro Tour, he's running the little one.
Okay, so I'm going to take Keith out of that one now, and I'm inserting.
So he's running the smaller one, and you don't think he's going to do well. Okay, all right. I hated that sound. It was awful.
Enjoy. Brian Thrift.
I like that pick.
I do,
because he's a dual threat.
Yep.
And I mean, he's due. He's due.
I wrote he's due.
Gambler. I love it. I like that pick.
Thank
I almost
you. Appreciate
I like
it.
Brian Thrift, and I almost picked Brent Ehler.
Ehler.
Brent Ehler. I almost picked Brent Ehler for that as well. I have Keith Boucher written just strictly on the fact that the water is lower. And a few articles have said that it's taking water out of play in some spots, and it could be advantageous to people like Keith Boucher and Keith Carson. Is that the other guy? Keith Carson.
You really did study that that MLF report.
I did.
Yeah.
So I read it about one time, and then I was like, I'm basically an expert here. So
you're gonna have what they call a wind tide. So if it blows from the south and it blows hard, it might take a day, but it'll put 3 to 5 inches of water up north.
Really?
It's going to suck it all out of the bay.
Yep. Mm. And when it does that, those fish, if their backs are already out of the water, then they're going to leave. And then those fish up north, which I'm actually speaking like, if it's going to blow that hard that these guys can even get there. So,
here's a couple things. So one, like you're saying, it may take a day to get there. The wind for Thursday, Friday doesn't look near as bad as Saturday, Sunday. So if the wind starts Saturday, does it even make it there by Sunday for that deal you're talking about?
And then it could backflush, and that's a whole thing too. But can they trailer?
That's what I was just getting at. So with that format, they've done it before, where they'll let guys trailer wherever they want to put in. Mm-hmm. This would be a perfect time to take advantage of that.
Yep. Yeah, I was just thinking that.
What do you think the winning bait will be out of a brush pile on Saginaw Bay?
Very good question.
You watch. There's going to be a giant brush pile that's going to have a school of 100 smallmouths sitting over top of it, and someone's going to win. Donovan's going to look like the expert that he is.
Thank you. I don't know.
Give us a bait.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm thinking either a helicopter bait or a flying lure.
I was going to go with banjo minnow myself.
All right. I don't know. I'm just ready to see the event. I'm not going to give a bait.
I think he's got inside info here, because he's really tightened up.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Sunk, obviously sunk in brush piles in Saginaw Bay.
What are you talking about?
They don't exist, for the record. Yeah. So you got sunk in brush pile info.
Yep.
You're not giving up the secret bait. You got some inside stuff.
I'm just saying, yeah, I'm excited to see the event, and I'm excited to see who performs and who doesn't.
I can tell you one guy that's going to perform. His name is Jacob Wheeler.
Yep. Yeah. This is I would argue it's Jacob Wheeler's event to win.
Angler of the year to win.
Yeah.
Angler of the year to lose, really.
Yeah. I mean, he's already got it locked up.
You need me to explain that again?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Well, he's already got Angler of the Year locked up. What's the gap between first and second?
I don't know. I think Jake's right on his heels.
Is he?
Jake Lawrence,
yeah. Oh, never mind. I didn't realize it was that close. I thought there was a decent gap.
There may be a little bit of a gap. The thing is, with that field size, like only 65 instead of 100, there's less room for there to be a gap.
Yeah. But I'm excited. Is there anything else you guys want to add to Saginaw Bay?
I'm good. It's going to be exciting. They don't go there that often. So
no.
I wish you could go wherever you wanted so we could get real crazy.
So,
well, there are two guys that I think will go wherever they want.
No, wherever you want to go. Like, no off limits.
Yeah. Right.
So the last time the Bass Pro Tour was there was in 23, and they did not have the Every Fish Counts format.
That's right.
And so it'll be interesting to kind of see how that changes too, compared to that event. You know, there hasn't been a Every Fish Counts format at Saginaw Bay.
You're going to have dudes in pencil reeds throwing. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do a pound and a half or 2 pound for a scoreable, but like just throwing a cuttail worm, just a swim jig, covering water. And they're just going to be like 2 pounder, 2 pounder, 2 pounder, 2 pounder, 2 and a half, 2 pounder. It's going to add up.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be, you know, a ton of just giants caught. I mean, it's the Great Lakes, mm-hmm. you know, there's big fish, big smallmouth, especially. I don't think that place is just going to kick out a whole bunch of just 5+ pounders. But I think there will be a lot of fish caught.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there was, I don't remember who said it, but they were basically saying if it was a 5 pound limit, they would target, or a 5 fish limit, they would target more smallmouth. But because of Every Fish Counts, I think there's going to be a very, very good mix of largemouth and smallmouth, both.
You just have to, like one thing you have to remember, the place is gigantic.
Yep. It's massive.
And you have 2 days to practice.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier for somebody to go look at a pencil reed point because you visually see it.
Yeah.
And then instead of going out and roaming around or scanning or doing whatever you want out deep, it just takes so much time out deep. Those guys are going to be sucked right to the bank.
Oh, it's especially like I said, with the weather, if they get that wind, I mean, you could see a guy that led for the previous 2 days on smallmouth
vanish.
He's just going to drop, or he's just going to call an audible and go largemouth fish.
The dude who is catching largemouth and can adapt to that water falling or coming up.
Yep.
The person who looks out in 5 to 6 feet and can find some grass. If those fish were in the pencils and that water falls out, and they can just go right to that grass and throw a chatterbait, it's going to be automatic.
I'm pretty sure the last time the Bass Pro Tour was there, Van Dam, I think he got second, maybe.
He did come in second.
Who won that?
Can't remember.
Yeah, so I think he came in second. I think he was predominantly targeting largemouth, even with the five fish format.
Yep, he likes those pencils. All those Michigan guys, it's just...
It's fun.
It's fun, and it's up there everywhere. So they're just used to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I think we got a good weekend of fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We ended up spending a lot more time on that one than Ryan initially thought. I'm not going to say what he said before we started recording, but you know,
did he swear?
No. Well, he didn't swear. You did. You swore at us.
I didn't.
You came in hot.
No way.
Anyways, you don't have anything else to add?
No, I don't.
Other than
Jacob Wheeler.
Yep, Jacob Wheeler. Well, I guess that's it for us. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Episode 13. We should be back after.
And let's hear we want to hear what you guys think. Like, absolutely. Let's hear it from the fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drop us a comment.
Yeah.
I can't wait for everyone to tell me I'm wrong again.
Well, quit being wrong.
Those were opinions. That's not like facts. Episode.
We'll know after.
It is fact.
We'll know after this weekend.
After this weekend, we will see.
We'll have the cold, hard facts.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you where you're wrong.
Ooh. Okay. Well, Joe's already done that.
The brush pile prediction there. Okay. Like, you are wrong.
Am I?
You are.
Okay. All right.
He's got inside information.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's something.
Hey, I never claimed to be an expert. Now, you guys, on the other hand, you guys have said in private that you guys are experts. But if you guys want to see the next episode, we should be back next week to review our picks and all the events that happened this weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks.
Donovan's wrong.
Thanks.